Welcome to episode 7 of The Budget is No. The Budget is No is where we dive deeper into how other industries, organizations, and individuals connect with people, resulting in a lasting, meaningful experience. We talk about coming up with ways to do this when there's limited resources and the budget is no. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Katie.
And we're back here for another episode of The Budget is No.
Yeah. And today we are talking all about pennies.
And you might think, hey, a penny is just 1 cent. But in these cases, a penny means much more than that.
It does. So our first thing that we're going to talk about is something that I actually saw about a month ago when I was flying Southwest Airlines.
Best airlines, by the way.
They really are. I love Southwest. If I could fly Southwest everywhere, I would.
Although I will admit, when I first started flying them, like, the whole check-in process, like, gives me anxiety because my finger is, like, literally hovering over the button, like, with seconds to go.
Yeah. If you don't know what you're doing, it's a very complicated process. So I was traveling with a newbie Southwest traveler. My boyfriend does not travel Southwest, and so he had no idea what was going on, didn't realize that, like, you didn't have assigned seats. I was basically, like, his handler the whole day because he didn't understand the process. So I was like, it's very simple, just follow me.
Well, I'm glad you survived.
Yes. Anyways, sidetrack.
We digress.
So when I was at the gate and we were sitting there just, you know, waiting for our flight, and it happened to be Southwest's 71st birthday that day that we were flying, and the gate agent came over and they decided that they were going to play a game to celebrate their 71st birthday. And so they got the attention of, like, I think it was probably like 3 or 4 gates that were actually like within like one little area that we were sitting. And they came over and they said, hey, to celebrate Southwest's 71st birthday, we are going to have a contest, and whoever has a coin that was made in the year 1971 to celebrate 71 years, the first person to bring it up to the gate will win a $100 Southwest voucher. So, of course, everybody starts going crazy and, like, looking through their wallets and trying to find coins. And, like, half the people now don't even, like, carry coins anymore. And that's another thing people were joking about. They're like, I don't have a coin, but my credit card, the last 4 digits is 1971. Like, does that count?
Good try. No.
So, like, no, that doesn't count. So, people were, like, running up to the gate and, you know, finally, like, the first person, it was, like, this old man, he, like, had a coin, of course, and just slid it up there and got a $100 voucher. And then it happened really quickly, actually. So the guy...
Well, everybody wants those vouchers.
I know. Those vouchers are legit. So the gate agent came on and he said, okay, he's like, that was really quick, so we're actually going to do second person to come up with a coin, we'll get a $50 voucher. So then people started digging again, and second person got $50, and then they did it again, and the third person got a $25 voucher. So, all of this to be told that as I was sitting there watching this, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, this is such a cool way to get people engaged. I'm like, everybody that was sitting here before this started, everybody was on their phone, everybody was doing just their own thing.
Just waiting for their flight.
Yeah, and some people are probably, like, stressed out because you're traveling, and traveling can be stressful.
And you got C boarding group, even though you really wanted A15.
Exactly, because you were late checking in. And Southwest managed to make this a really fun morning and get everybody in this entire gate area laughing, get them involved, get them talking. All these strangers were talking, starting conversations. And it just really made me think, I'm like, what an easy way to get people talking, get people involved, and for really not a lot of money. Southwest, what, spent $175?
To appreciate their customers.
To appreciate their customers, exactly.
Was there any, I know you mentioned that you found out about it because you were sitting at the gate. Was there any other prior communications about it?
No, this was totally off the cuff. Like, I mean, I don't know if they had, like, planned this, or I'm assuming that, like, probably Southwest, like, corporate has
had
know,
a plan
had
for
a
kind
plan.
Of
yeah.
celebrate.
Yeah, but no, I mean, they just, you know, randomly decided to, like, pick up the microphone at the gate and say, hey, we're playing this game. And so they just did it, and it was so fun, and everybody was just, like, talking and laughing, and even after it was done, people were just in a great mood. It just kind of, you know, set the mood and set the tone, and it really got people talking, got people connected, and it kind of goes back to what we talked about in our episode about customer service and how it really doesn't cost you a lot of money to have good customer service. And I feel like a lot of times in our industry, we do things and we make decisions that are good for us as organizers and...
Or make business sense, money sense.
Yes, which obviously you have to do in order to run a business. We all know that. But sometimes making small decisions like this, like giving away free stuff or... you know, doing free drawings or whatever it is, we need to do things that don't necessarily have an immediate return to us, but we can see the lasting value in our customers and in our attendees and in our members.
You just had like a mic drop moment. I don't know how I could follow that up. But I think it kind of shows like Southwest is a company, like their whole brand is this whole like fun, bags fly for free, like free drink. Well, not free drinks, but I mean, they send
yeah,
you drink coupons in the mail.
They send you drink coupons. They're all about their customer service, really. And that's why I feel like you and I are able to sit here and we're like able to seriously say like how much we love to fly them, because we know how easy it is to fly them, because they make things easy, they make it enjoyable. And I mean, it's fun. And I think that's what we sometimes lose sight of when we plan events and we plan things. We sometimes lose sight of fun, and that's what we need to bring back.
Yeah, and for the customers and you sitting at the gate to get involved, you didn't have to download something. You didn't have to sign up for something. You didn't have to give an email. Like, you literally opened up your coin purse or your wallet or dug in your pocket, and you used something that you already had on your body.
Easy. So easy. And yeah, if I would have had coins, I would have totally entered, but I didn't, so.
So, no flight credits for you.
No flight credits for me, but it's a note to self to carry more coins on me.
For the next birthday.
Exactly. But you have a coin idea too, don't you?
Yeah, so I also have an idea that revolves around a penny. And using that in a marketing campaign. This one is a little bit more complex and has a little bit more moving parts than Southwest, but I think it could be easily boiled down and used and implemented at your event or in your community, kind of however you see fit. So, it was done by Ally Bank a couple years ago. Ally Bank is a mainly online bank. It was founded in 2000, has 6 million customers. They're known for really good interest rates. So disclaimer, I have an account for them, so I get all of their emails. So that's how I had found out about this. So basically their concept was that people aren't paying attention to pennies, that they're just the change that you get that you like leave on the table or throw in a change drawer or whatever. So they really wanted to use that penny to kind of bring attention to the impact that saving a penny could have. And so it may just not be just a penny, but it translates into like interest rates and investing and all this kind of stuff. So they wanted to get people thinking about pennies and not ignoring them. So they basically dropped 100 ordinary looking pennies. On one side it had the Ally Bank logo, and they dropped it in 10 cities in plain sight. So park benches, buildings, landmarks, parks, anything like that. And they had on the back of it that said, like, visit this website and you could win $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So you would have to – they had clues on their social media. So you would be hunting for these fake pennies in the real world. And if you found these pennies, then you would get $1,000. So one penny you shouldn't overlook one penny because it could actually get you $1,000.
I love this concept.
Yeah, so it says they placed 100 pennies in about 10 markets, in places from, like, known tourist locations to auto dealerships and, like, random street corners. And so they actually had about 85 of those pennies were found and redeemed, wow, according to Ally. Yeah, one of the articles I found from USA Today said that one local woman found her lucky penny at the Detroit Institute of Arts, but they were also found in markets, stadiums, and even outside the Ally headquarter building.
Wow, that is so cool. And what an, I say easy, because this very well could be easy to implement in your own event, whether it be a penny or...
An envelope
or some kind of sticker.
Or even a gift box. Or if you have a mascot of some sort, you could hide something or put an envelope on a meter board or signage.
Yeah, just like little clues.
Yeah, and so they had... The campaign received a nomination for the Shorty Awards, and so I looked a little bit at their submission, and they kind of had, they shared the impact of what their whole campaign did with the microsite. They had a social media component to share clues. Obviously, they're publicizing that these pennies are out there. And so they had numbers like, they had 1.1 million visits to the microsite, and they had, you know, over 1,200 media clips, people reporting on the campaign. They said they increased social media mentions of the bank, Ally, by six times.
Wow.
And increased Ally's social following count by 32%.
That's incredible. All from pennies.
Yeah, and just dropping them and just having, like you mentioned, just a fun thing for people to do and interact with the brand. I mean, these pennies, they weren't, again, asking for your information. It was just find it, redeem the code, and see if you win.
Again, it's about bringing fun back into events and back into communities. And it's easy to do. It's just trying to figure out ideas that make sense for your community and what, you know, your followers or your attendees would enjoy best.
Or even if it's simple as, I think most trade events or kind of types of conferences have this, like, passport or treasure quest,
yeah,
or something like that, where you have to visit different areas of the floor. Mm-hmm. But why not make stops your welcome party or the registration area, or put a code in your event guide? So, like, directly incentivize your customers or your attendees to take different actions, not just necessarily go to XYZ exhibitor's booth, although the exhibitor wants that,
yeah,
but kind of give them a more comprehensive experience across the whole event.
Exactly. You could actually start it out from, like, the minute that they fly into the city.
Oh, you could hide something in the airport or mm-hmm. use a electronic sign or something like that.
Yeah. Make it a full journey for them. Yeah. Just an idea. So, well, I think that's pretty much our look on... That's a penny for our thoughts. See what I did there?
Oh my gosh, you just tied it all together.
Yeah, but just another way that you can add fun back into your events, connect with your community, and produce a
memorable. Yeah. And before we go, I have my wallet here, and I do carry coins, unlike Katie. And I kind of want to see if I would have won a voucher.
If you would have won 1971?
Yeah, so we're going to... There's my coins. I have like 6 pennies, 2 nickels, and a dime.
What'd you get?
That's a new one. 98. You know, I'm not feeling very confident.
Yeah, those look very shiny and new.
Yep, I would have not won.
Oh, so much for that $100 voucher. Well, next time.
Next time.
Well, thanks, guys, for joining us again on The Budget Is No.
Make sure you like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on Spotify and iTunes. If you want to know any more information about our podcast or see any of the show notes where we link all of the articles that we talk about, all the research, so you guys can check it out on your own, you can visit us at our website, www.thebudgetisno.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, so like us there. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.